I peeked through my keyhole, fella, and there's another man in my bed. You know the gypsy mama told me that you're your mother's bad luck child.
Sonic Living here on CKUT 90.3.
Yes, and tonight's episode is all about the mouth.
Yeah, the mouth. Oh, how we miss those days of spinning all over the microphone in CKUT studio. Now we just spin all over the microphone here in the safety and privacy of our own home.
Exactly. It's all about safety right now, but the mouth is kind of an entry point.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Oh, it's true. Yeah.
Into the body.
Yeah. There's a lot of action happening in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sonically rich area that we're going to explore with you tonight.
If you think about it, there's the mouth and then there's the tongue. The tongue is like the clitoris of the mouth, if you will. It's the most sensitive part of
it. And it's so, like, muscular as a muscle. I guess it's a muscle in your body, right? So,
yeah, it's a big muscle that moves and helps, speak.
Yeah, swallowing things.
Yeah.
Doing all
digesting
kinds of stuff.
Food.
Yeah, making funny noises. Because the tongue is so intimate. And we did that show about intimacy and COVID and how, like, all these different medical experts were suggesting that people stop kissing but just go right to home base, basically.
Yeah.
And that just is such a terrible thing because you have to kiss first. It gives you, like, a preview of what's to come.
Definitely. Like, a kiss has been, a make it or break it kind of situation for me on many an occasion.
Me too. Almost every occasion. Like, there was never anybody I kissed and they were, like, a terrible kisser. And then I was like, meh, let's continue. I mean, it's always like, this is not good.
No, I mean, So it's really important to be able to kiss well.
But we can't help you with that, Sonic.
That's not something you're going to learn tonight.
No.
You're going to hear a lot of mouth sounds.
Yes. Well, I did lots of just weird experimentations with my own mouth, making all kinds of random sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I also ate several things and made little commercials about them. And also, there's a young child here named Edison who is learning how to use his mouth.
That's right.
And it's very interesting to watch him every day learning new words and trying to make new sounds. So we're going to hear some of him. Yeah, I think that with babies, too, it's like it follows a certain progression of syllables that are easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to hear a lot of advice, actually, from the medical community on the internet.
And journalists, too.
Oh, good. I'm glad they're on the internet. Oh, yes.
For example, what Listerine has been used for in the past before it became a mouthwash. So it's going to be gargling. We're going to hear about mouth hygiene, and we're going to hear about oral fixation theorized by Sigmund Freud.
Okay.
So we're going to hear a lot of different important information about what you can do
If you have a mouth.
Exactly. And then if you do, how to keep it safe.
Yeah, keep your mouth safe.
Especially these days. Mask up, people.
Yeah.
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 Protect your mouth.
Where does new Kellogg's Apple Raisin Crisp cereal get its homemade taste?
Homemade taste?
Does Apple Raisin Crisp get its homemade taste from apples like grandma baked?
Tastes like my
recipe. Does Apple Raisin Crisp get its homemade taste from the raisins that she eats?
Apple Raisin
Crisp. M. Music. M. Mouth. M is for mouth. M is for music. Make music with your mouth. Anyone can do it. Use your mouth. Mouth music.
M is for mouth. M is for music. Make music with your mouth. Anyone can do it.
Use your mouth. Mouth music.
M is for mouth. M is for music. Make music with your mouth. Anyone can do it.
Use your mouth. Mouth music.
M is for mouth. M is for music. Make music with your mouth. Anyone can do it.
Use your mouth. Mouth music. Make music with your mouth. Mouth music.
The letter M.
Mouth sounds. When Caroline asked me if I want to participate in this show, I started to have flashbacks. Let me explain. Caroline and I met about a year ago when we were both hired to work on a podcast. A podcast whose audience is, for the most part, second language English speakers from China. In any case, the podcast was challenging in so many ways, and mouth sounds ended up being almost it was painful, but it was almost a running joke. I have to say, Caroline has a lot more experience with this than I do with her radio show. I have really limited experience, so I went into it really nervous. I've done a little bit of voiceover work, but actually I wasn't very good at it to begin with. And yeah, so right away when I started to record and I knew that somebody was going to be listening, my mouth obviously dried right up, which created sounds between almost every second word. Hi, my name is Tammy. Oh God, it was horrible. It was just so painful. And I could hear it. So the more I could hear it, the more nervous I got, the drier my mouth got. So I went out and bought some products. There's such a thing as mouth lubricant. Yeah, you heard that. Mouth lubricant. It's almost as disgusting as it sounds. It's actually made from, I forget which one, but one of the artificial sweeteners. It tastes horrible, and I don't even think it works. I invested in some lozenges. I tried different kinds of beverages to see what could work. And I was having so much trouble. And then we were getting notes, naturally, from our boss. So one of the first notes was, there are many inhales and swallows that made you sound a bit nervous. Yeah, kinda, no shit. Caroline can cut them by using editing software. Yeah, okay, so these podcasts were about 15 minutes long each, and 15 minutes of one person speaking mostly nonstop. We inserted usually a couple of minutes of a dialogue somewhere in there, but it was one person. Imagine 15 minutes of Caroline having to cut out every inhale and swallow. God, right? No! So inhale, I thought, okay, I have to be careful that they can't hear me breathe, right? So naturally, I get it in my mind that I'm going to hold my breath while I'm doing this. Look, I can do this. I'm talking. I'm not breathing right now. See, it works. I'm not breathing. I eventually have to breathe, right? So we had one section of these, which was the longest section at about, I think, 8 minutes usually, ironically called the briefing. And so when I was trying to record the briefing without having any inhale or swallow sounds, especially inhale, I would stop at the end of almost every sentence, turn my head away from the mic, take a deep breath, and then come back to the mic. And because I was nervous, I was standing and I was holding this thing, and I was probably moving my hands around so that every time I would move away from the mic, I would come back to a different position. So not only did Caroline have to try to cut out my inhales and my swallows, now she had to try to adjust the levels of every sentence. It was kind of horrible, I'm sure. The next note I got was, I noticed that you eliminated nearly all of the beep noises which existed in your previous recordings. So now, without those noises, your recordings sound much more pleasant. I'm like, what? Beep? What? Like, I don't make beep noises when I talk. I know I inhale. I know I swallow. I do not make beep noises. Beep. Like, beep. I'm like, what? And Just try for yourselves. Try to make a beep noise without saying the word beep. I did not use the word beep in a single podcast. Beep, beep. Try to do it without saying beep. No, you can't. It's onomatopoeia, right? So I think what she meant by beep noises was when I was actually peeking when I was going over. The next note I got, we're back to inhale and swallow, was I heard obvious saliva sounds. Saliva. Saliva is a gross word anyway. I'm sorry, it's disgusting. But I heard obvious saliva sounds. So that again. And now I'm nervous. Oh my god, you can hear my spit. God. It was hell. After that, another note I got that I thought was particularly funny, and I actually had to go back and listen to the recording because I had no idea what she meant. She said, there is an animal-like sound behind the phrase, nearly 12,000 homes. Okay, let me explain. Nearly 12,000 homes is the number of homes that are managed by, I'm going to say it in English, I guess it's the Federation of Cooperative Housing of Montreal, of Metropolitan Montreal. Okay. I guess that's what we would call it in English. So they manage 12,000 homes. But of course, I used the correct French name, which is the Fédération des Coopératives d'Habitation du Montréal Métropolitain, which is a mouthful, and I'm trying to enunciate. So when I had finished, I laughed and said, oh boy, oh boy, was the animal sound. Yeah, okay, never mind. What else can I tell you about mouth sounds? We got notes about the voices were loud and then they got quieter. They sound uneven. Sometimes you hear it louder on one side of your headphones and then louder on the other. And then just mouth sounds. There are some parts that have mouth sounds. It's a mouth. It's moving. It makes sounds. Mouth sounds. Yeah.
I want to. I like to introduce myself. My name is Abismarky. And well, I'm the human orchestra called Abismarky. Making music all the way is my specialty. When I go, I want to. Girls get excited. When they hear my lyrics, they want to recite them. I know you're in the mood. Just go with the flow. And I can play rapping records and all disco. Like Beat It, Billie Jean, by Michael Jackson, all the treasures to your racket. They gon' ask you when you hear me do it. You will be shocked and amazed. It's the brand new thing they call the human beatbox craze.
Make the music get your mind fixed. Make the music get your mind fixed. Make the music get your mind fixed.
Well, I don't just do the beatbox. I rock on the mic and all the bomb that I say. All the people like, I get the crowd jumping, get the girls heart pumping. All the party people say, isn't he something? Rock from New York City all the way down south. Saying rhymes and making music, but my mouth. I'ma tell your party people how I began. It started when I'm living in Long Island. Hey, when I was a kid, I used to play in the street. Making sounds with my mouth, all sorts of beats. Grown people used to say, what? Grown people used to say, what? Wrong with that kid making that strange noise. It was like for all the flyers and all the homeboys. Then I tried it at a homeboy's basement party. They thought it was a record laying over me. When it came by the DJ and saw who it is, they said, make the music with your mouth, bitch.
Make the music with your mouth, bitch. make the music with your mouth, bitch. make the music with your mouth, bitch.
Here are some dangers of dry mouth that you should really be aware of. Number one, bad breath. And that's because when your mouth is dry, you have less saliva, you have less oxygen, you have no way to treat the anaerobic bacteria which cause bad breath. Number two, saliva has minerals in it which help to mineralize your teeth. Without saliva, or when you have a dry mouth, don't have toothpaste. Number three, gum disease. Again, it can have bacterial properties in saliva. Without saliva, gum disease happens. Number four, if you have rampant tooth decay and gum disease, you have tooth loss. That's number four in the list. Number five, when your mouth is dry, you have the inability to speak properly. Your tongue does not glide properly over your teeth, you can't speak properly. Number six, you cannot swallow your food properly. A bolus of food that's essential for your digestion is not damp enough to swallow. And older people have the inability to swallow their food. And last but not least, that combination has to show the increase of depression, particularly in older people who have a combination of many other symptoms.
Well, funky crabs, lyrics when I do the beat, the party people going to the spirit. That's why I'm here to say today that I'm doing my beat in a special way. Making musical tunes orally, I have perfected. I'm very well known, greatly respected. I like to thank people without no doubt. Peace, high party people, it's time to break.
Make the music. Make the music. Make the music. With your mind.
Leaf cabbage. A delectable plant packed with mostly water. Are you thirsty? Pick up a refreshingly moist kale salad complete with freshly squeezed salad water. If you're brave enough, leave the toothpicks at home. Kale salad. Good enough to feed an entire family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dana Fillmore. Are you struggling with communication in your relationship? Are you having trouble getting through? Do you talk about the same issue over and over again? If so, you're not alone. There are so many components to communication that it is difficult to talk about them all here.
On his diaper.
Yeah, maybe.
On his eyes.
You might rub it in his eyes.
On his hair.
His hair. He definitely seems to put
his ear.
Maybe.
Hey folks, Troy Ruiz here from Primos again. Since we're sitting here talking about how to blow or call on a turkey call, especially a mouth call, one thing I want you to understand and to know that what you're working with here is a true musical instrument. It takes air, it takes air pressure, it takes tongue pressure, and it also takes air control, just like in a duck call, just like in a trumpet, just like in a saxophone. This is a musical instrument, to say the least. Some people look at it as a turkey call, but it's a musical instrument. We talked about the gag reflex in our first segment and how to get past it. And if you do get past the gag reflex or you don't even have a gag reflex, that's perfect. That means you're well on your way because you got, in my mind, you got past one of the most difficult things you can deal with when trying to learn how to blow a mouth diaphragm. People always say, how can I learn to get a sound? I'm struggling with getting a sound. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. A lot of times, honestly, it truly depends on the call that you're using. What I have here is a different array of calls. I have the limb hanger, which is a simple two-reeded call with no cut, two reeds of latex, very, very simple call with no cuts in it. This is actually a three-reeded call, very small frames on the Hacked-Off series with a back cut. This is a three-reeded call, and this is also a three-reeded call. My recommendation is put these aside. In the very beginning stages, don't try to sound like one of those guys you hear on stage. Try to sound like a turkey getting their first note. Think of yourself as a poult. You're a young turkey. What do I have to do to make the sound? Well, very simple. We got past the gag reflex. The very next thing is just getting air to go over the top of the call. The way it works and the way a turkey call works is you're pushing air right down the center of the call and over that reed and causing those reeds to vibrate. That's where your sound comes from, across the top of the reed. So let's put the call back in our mouth, get it situated, and what we want to do is a simple, what I do versus what a lot of people do in turkey calling, I huff. You know, everybody says, I want to learn how to blow a turkey call. Well, you're really not blowing a turkey call. You're not, there's people that try that and can't get a single sound out of the call because you're not sending that air right over the top of the call. You want to huff. You want hot air to go over that call. The way to tell if you're getting hot air out of your body, stand in front of a mirror and just blow. If you just blow like this, I promise you, it's cold air and it's not going to fog up a mirror. But if you huff, that's hot air because it's coming from deep within. It's air that is coming from your diaphragms and from the bottom of your lungs, and it's good hot air coming from the center of your body, which causes that right sound that you have to have. So let's first learn how to huff. Call in your mouth, get it situated, and just get a sound. Just huff across the call. Now what you'll notice is my tongue sits on the call just like this. So this is my tongue and my hand is my jaw. So basically my tongue is here and I'm going. My jaw is giving me tongue pressure to push up against that call, which takes that air and focuses it right down the center of the call, causing these reeds to vibrate. If you've trimmed the tape perfectly, you have no air escaping out of the sides and all your air is focused right down the center of the call. So let's try that again. Low pressure. Watch my jaw move and you'll hear it go up. Sounds terrible. Sounds like a dog getting slammed in the car door, but you made it. If you got to that point, you got a sound. The key there is get the sound, and guess what? Don't try to yelp right away. Ride around in your truck. If you're gonna yelp at your house, make sure your wife and your kids aren't home. That way they don't throw your calls away when you're at work. But practice keeping that sound and getting that sound and being able to control that sound. Controlling the sound is all based on tone pressure. And we'll go a little further in the next segment, but let's just practice. I want you to practice 2 or 3 days on just keeping that sound. I say hut. Everybody uses a different word. Mine is hut. And that's my tongue and my jaw cutting that air off. This is what it sounds like with the call. Now to control that sound is going to put more pressure on the call to make sure that that air stays in one spot. So I give it more pressure. Basically, my tongue is sitting on the very bottom of that call, and the air is going between my tongue and the roof of my mouth, and it's going right across the top of that call, which gives you that one solid note, and that's the note you're looking for. So practice air control, getting that first sound, and then air control. Once you get a good solid sound, we'll go into the next segment, and I'll teach you how to make the beginning start, the start or the beginning of a yelp, the high and the low, which is a turkey hen yelp.
Behold, the green bean, the single greatest vegetable known to man. Cut, whole, fresh, frozen, steamed, or roasted. The green bean is a flavor machine delivering impeccable taste to all those who indulge. Buy one and get $199 free right now at your local supermarket for a limited time only. Experience the bean.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, sure. Let's talk about brushing your teeth. Because I really love brushing my teeth. It's just so great. Yeah.
I know, right?
It's so much fun, yeah.
I'm really into, like, that's like a...
Yeah.
Something that happened.
Yeah.
In, like, a recent time is I'm really into brushing my teeth.
Yeah, and there's so much sensation in there, and you can really get in all the nooks and crannies.
Yeah, and the flossing. I love the flossing, too.
Oh, yeah, the flossing is good, yeah. Yeah. When you floss, like, I don't know who all flosses who's listening, but don't you ever, when you're flossing, you think... I'm in the top 10%.
Right? Yeah, exactly. It makes me feel proud.
Yeah, like, a lot of people say they floss, but I know.
Yeah, it's and also because I was kind of, I got a little bit of a premonition from a friend I ran into one day who had just, like, gotten a huge dentist bill. So,
for not flossing?
Well, that was implied. Yeah. I was like, do you floss? Like, regularly. And I was like, yes. Yes, I do. And I started.
Yeah.
So flossing we recommend. Yes, I'll recommend it.
Yeah.
Also, mouthwash, no.
No.
No, don't. Don't bother. Gargle,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, gargling.
You could just gargle even, apparently salt water is really great.
Yeah.
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 But once you hear the story of Listerine, you won't ever want to buy that shit again.
No. And it's such a false thing anyways, because, like, no.
They used to clean the floor with that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
So don't.
Come all. I just baked a fresh pizza. Look at that gooey, melty cheese. Your mouth is already watering, I see. Hey, don't be afraid. Try it. While you're enjoying that slice, we'll take a quick journey with it to see how taste works. Your mouth isn't alone in this project. It also needs the nose, specifically your sense of smell, to taste all the food you eat. Together, the combo consists of 80% smell and only 20% of taste itself. Meanwhile, the journey doesn't start in the mouth, so let's rewind. It all starts when you just walk into a room with food. Every time you breathe in, you inhale everything in the air. And in our case, it includes small particles of pizza floating in the air. Yes, there are millions of microscopic pizzas flying around. Well, sort of. But have you ever noticed how hot food smells more? That's because hot temperatures make those small particles of food travel longer and faster, so more of them can reach your nose. You might not even be in the same room, and that scent will reach you and carry you into the kitchen straight to the source. Now, as you move the pizza slice up to your face, even more particles fly up your nose. But stop right there. Most of them won't get past the first barrier. Grab a mirror, tilt your head back, and you'll see that obstacle. It's your nose hairs. You might think they're gross, but those hairs also keep bad things floating in the air from getting into your body, like dust.
When you woke up this morning, you probably brushed your teeth and maybe used some Listerine mouthwash to get rid of that nasty morning halitosis. But have you ever wondered what Listerine actually is? What halitosis is, for that matter? Come with us as we dive deep inside your disgusting mouth for a look at the untold truth of Listerine. Mysterious Listerine. Everyone knows that Listerine is a mouthwash. So, you know, you swirl it around your mouth and spit, and it helps keep your mouth clean and your breath fresh. Simple, right? Well, what if they told you that Listerine was first sold as a floor cleaner? You'd probably think twice about putting it in your mouth. But there's also some good news. Before it was marketed as a mouthwash, Listerine was also once sold as a treatment for gonorrhea. So how did it end up as an oral hygiene product? Well, let's start at the beginning. The story of good Dr. Lister. Back in the late 1800s, there was a doctor named Joseph Lister who slowly discovered that, hey, washing your hands might actually be a good idea. Doctors used to believe that infections came from the smelly air rather than vice versa. But Lister discovered that if he washed his hands and tools in carbolic acid, his patients didn't die quite as much. That was a pretty useful breakthrough.
You mean I have to wash my hands every day to get rid of the germs that can make me sick? Sheesh!
After making his discovery about the value of, like, cleaning stuff, he discovered Louis Pasteur's theory of evil microorganisms plaguing all mankind. Combining these things, Dr. Lister realized that germs, an idea most doctors back then rejected like doctors today reject leeching, are real and terrifying demon monsters that plague our daily life. This revelation, plus the washing up stuff, helped revolutionize the usage of antiseptics in doctoring.
Just wash your hands!
The birth of Listerine. Jordan Wheat Lambert was a chemist and businessman who decided to make a surgical antiseptic. In order to honor Dr. Lister and get some free publicity by using Lister's name, Lambert named his antiseptic Listerine. Of course, there's not a lot of money to be made in surgical antiseptics, so Lambert and his associate Dr. Joseph Lawrence marketed it for a ton of different stuff, including as an aftershave and as a cure for dandruff, along with the floor cleaner and gonorrhea stuff we already mentioned. but it still wasn't selling well enough, so they needed an edge. They needed halitosis. From the floor to your face. So what is halitosis? Basically, halitosis is just a mashup of two Latin words. Halitus is Latin for breath, while osis is Latin for disease. In English, it just means bad breath, but it sounds a lot scarier. Bad breath is something you can solve with a mint, while halitosis sounds like some kind of mysterious doom ailment that only has one possible cure, a fresh bottle of Listerine.
And far and away, the most common cause of halitosis is germs. That's right. Germs start the odor-producing fermentation of proteins present in your mouth at all times.
And while halitosis certainly does exist, just take a whiff of your math teacher's mouth after lunch for proof, the idea that it's the scourge of polite society that must be eradicated before you can even hope to date is nothing but the creation of fear-mongering advertisers. Yes, that's right. Halitosis was completely made up by Jordan Lambert's son, Jerry, as a way to scare people into buying Listerine.
Poor Marge. She'll never hold a man until she does something about her breath.
In fact, in advertising, the halitosis appeal is what they call the method of inventing something to fear so you'll buy their stuff. It happens a lot.
The staples of at-home preventative care are brushing and flossing, and you can't go without any of those. But if you want to go one step further, what I recommend is a saltwater mouth rinse. This is incredibly safe and effective, and the best part is you have everything you need right in your home. Start with warm water and salt, and mix in as much salt as possible until you can't mix it in anymore, and what you'll notice is that there's a little layer of salt at the bottom, which means the water is super saturated, and that's perfect.
Summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Will he offer me his mouth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his teeth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his jaws?
Yes.
Will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
Again. Will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
And will he starve without me?
Yes.
Then, does he love me?
Yes.
On
a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Yes.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
Yo, Sinister Death, yo, what's up, money? Yo, I want you to sell your funky flow style for your single, you know what I'm saying?
And D, I think I can do that, so
and,
what's up?
I want you to come out tongue twister style for me.
Yeah, I see what I can do, so, tongue twister.
Yo,
check this out.
Running, my lyrics are cunning, vocabulary is stunning, son of a gunning. I'm making it water, making it fun, and taking my gun and loading. Exploding, causing harm, popping and dropping the bomb, breaking it down like E-mom, so be calm, cause see, I'm the capable, no mistake, won't make it the unbreakable, biggable, able to hook them like cable. Cause no, deceiving and weaving the web, I believe in the standing and brain, you're busting in vain. Picking and kicking the style, I be living, be shaking and begging and making the rain. Dipping the pain, I'm smoking like hickory, dickory, dock, it's time to flock, some brothers, I'm out, the bigger they drop, so stop. Tongue twist the pop, gotta be done to be lyrical, hip hop. Rocking the rhythm, I'ma stop, drop, I'm gonna give them a pop. Don't wanna stop, and I'm breaking the cycles, I'm popping, I'm making the ribbon, the shots, I be kicking, I'm making the people come up in the range, I'm a lyrical magic, I'm making the moon, I'm living this funky. Oh, this dope rhythm, I don't be pop, popping them up, and I'm out of the bigger them up, and I hype this funky tempo, I don't, I know, gotta be stopping them, don't hype this, stop in them, I did them, I've been them, I'm lyrical rhythm, I throw with a tongue, leaving them a hug among the style, I'll be throwing, I'm lyricalism is scoping them up in a prism and giving a lyrical flow that abysm. I tackle a rhythm and break it up, only my lyric was left. My tongue twister is deaf, first let me take a deep breath. Throw with the lyrical magic, I'm out of be marvelous, seeming to break them up, then making them breaking the sweat, I be making them jump, but instead of a living style, I be kicking and popping the rhythm, I'm rocking the pumping the lyrics, I put it beside them and making them rocking the flow with the rhythm, I'm bringing them to the mic, I'm gonna give them a concept. Never let a con step to what I be giving a crowd, I be making them happen and leaving a concept. Breaking the suckers up into one check, I be leaving them sinking deep in the south. I'm gonna twist this stuff on DTTV, running off at the mouth.
Indeed.
them down. Put them down, see, fuck them down. Come again, be coming out right from phenomena, filling me not be making a magical matter. Be better, be right attached, attached, and throw the tongue energy across them. So can't overcome the power to hum, and I'm breaking the minimum, confident IG, miracle metamorphosis, breaking them off in this. Lyrical matter, be popping a rhythm, it's dynamic pop quiz. I'm wrapping his ass up, is it cracking them over the fuck? This lyrical whiz, never I wanna be gonna be ripping them up in a particle, then I'm pumping a pimple puppet to mine. Sticking them, rhythm, and use your fine. Rocking the fuck of the rhythm, and stamina, coming, I'm up in a T-line. Be divine, my lyrical perfection, a funky feline. Having a crop with a mic, they're making a mango. Pumping a fist like tango. Lyrics so funky, even Bojangles, leaving angles. The beat of a coming to cheer me. I said, cheery, oh, he wrote me with a rope, like a boat, let's see how we flow. My feeling was peach, I'm a reach, I'm a good shot, lyrical flow in a style. Jamming and dropping the rhythm and popping them up with the fuck of a while. Heavy saucer, bro, I'll tell come get with the fuck of a stone, so low, bro. Don't wanna go, but it shows that a funky pro goes. They wanna go, oh, no, it's not, oh, oh, I step with cinnamon, give it a stop. Lyrical tennis, the death and TTWBG running off the mouth.
New Quaker Rice Cakes, 35 crunchy calories that will fill you up, not up.
No, 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 more bread and butter. No more crackers and jam.
Fellow sufferers, it's got me at last. I've tried everything, but the influenza germs are very strong on the wing. This is what they look like, magnified 10 million times. Some friends of mine even borrowed a couple of gas masks. That's the husband nearest the camera, inhaling a book, while his wife does some knitting. They contrived to spend a jolly evening in spite of everything, but the germs got them in the end. I believe there's only one way of warding them off, and that's gargling. If only I'd had the sense to join the parade myself. There are many different styles, such as the express train. The car changing gear. The bathwater running out. At the fountain.
Leaf cabbage, a delectable plant packed with mostly water. You thirsty? Pick up a refreshingly moist kale salad complete with freshly squeezed sour water. If you're brave enough, leave the toothpicks at home. Kale salad. Good enough to feed an entire family.
I have one more mouth sound story. This one is about animals, so I'm an animal person. I'm mostly a dog person, but I've been like a squirrel foster mom, fostered a batch of squirrel babies. Just about any animal I'll help and I'll talk to, and I know people in the park because of their dogs. I know their dogs' names. I have no idea who the people are. Except I look up from petting the dog, that kind of thing. I'm sure some of you will recognize that. In any case, my old dog, Bobby, was a street dog from Mexico, and Bobby had been on the street for 5 years by the time I met him. He was about 7 years old. Everybody in town knew him, etc., etc. Bobby was very independent and very confident, but when he became my dog and moved to Canada, he trusted me and he allowed me to take control of the situation. And when we were walking together, I could see his tail was held high and he was confident. He knew he was with his leader, if you like. And one of the things I realized with him that I do instinctively, if I'm walking a dog, and I walk other people's dogs sometimes for a living as well, is that whenever I'm changing direction, I use my mouth. And it's sort of out of the side of my mouth. I really do it quite instinctively. Nobody ever taught me. I never thought about it. It was never conscious. I just before I turn the corner, or if I'm about to start after being stopped at a light, for example, I use the same sound for squirrels. Anyway, it works. Oh, and back to Bobby and his tail. What I noticed is when I would get distracted and I would start walking him without making that sound every time we changed direction,
I saw his tail drop. He lost confidence because I wasn't guiding him. I wasn't giving him just the little indications he seemed to need to feel confident. So I became a little bit more aware of it. And I use that on all dogs. Oh, and yeah, I use it on squirrels too. I just have to stand anywhere within hearing range of a gray squirrel and I have friends.
The next biggest thing that Freud brought to the world of psychology is his psychosexual theory of human development. So the first part was about our hidden and the second part was how our ego was developed, how our superego was developed, about the conflict between the ego and superego, and about four stages that every child, every one of us went through, and how those stages affected our adulthood. And he uses the term psychosexual stages. He believes that child's life is built around the concept of tension and pleasure. And he calls pleasure as a libido energy. Too much tension, fixation is his word, which means too much tension. And this fixation has a lasting effect in our child. Each stage has some complex. Appearance stands for phallic stage. Love stands for latent period or latent stage, and break stands for genital. And later Freud follows expanded this theory, and I will share with you expanded version and also When people come to the therapist, they want to understand themselves. And in order to understand themselves, they have to go back to our
A house MCs like Babs in full kitchens. Ready or not, Doc, hood lynching. Icy flows I write with wool mittens. It's 2-1, Missy Dot Dot Com. Come once in the blue like free hot lunch. So once it's on, turn it up. Chickens flocking in, shop that. Birds of rust, murder us. Don't blame me, blame the music. I write with napalms in my hand, flame the fuses like off you go. I'm nice batting. I practice when the park is closed. I'm that man who squats out of Jeeps and vans. Jump from roof to roof on a TV cam. The model, I go out with the cheapest tramp. I be tripping like Kima, Keisha, Pam. But remain cool like open house on a school night. Animal house, getting thrown out for food fights. PPP strictly don't give a fuck. And Brick City strictly don't give a fuck.
Let me intervene, come between like this. Your jeans hang down to your knees is more the down one. Carry on, D-A-N, to the danger.
Y'all MCs in a whole lot of danger.
Change up all your rhymes, you need beats. My beats, you see, completely unique.
Forgive thee.
See, it's the shots of Hennessy that sent me.
Reggie Noble, come through after me.
It takes two to tangle and two to I don't Range Rovers to Isuzu trucks. Used to move weight, now you making moves to duck. I'm built solid without bolts, screws, and nuts. Tight Jiffy lube it up. Dot came up, used to hang up. Now my arm clothes hang 'em. My crew deeper than Conker Knife pockets. We don't buy bullets, we ask what's
science rockets for the occasion. One shot to have you raving like Simone when the 4-4 blown. 2 minutes later, I make it hotter. Snapping from the rhyme to my Abdullah Obligata.
What you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
Yo, I got the chickens, the brew, taking eggs and mushrooms. Death squad in the house.
I'm from the south, better watch your mouth. Uh-huh. Fist the M.I., the S.I., if you try, then you die. I don't take no mercy on your sucker, so would you still be in love, baby?
If I cut your throat,
cut the jokes, I ain't got no love for yo. No friends with those who imitate me, your bow.
My style I own, I'ma have to steal your flow. You know me, Joe, I ain't got to say no more. That's right. It's misdemeanor here. Red Man, Timberland. 3000. The Matrix, baby. I'm out.
You've been listening to Easy Sonic Living.
Mouth sounds. It's interesting because the mouth, isn't the mouth also related to like your sinuses? Like there's a lot of things going on there in your head.
Yeah.
And we didn't even get in there. So there's more to explore.
Yeah. It's kind of like our slogan.
There's more to explore.
Easy Sonic Living.
more to explore. And I guess to part ways, because it is early December now, and, you know, it's that special season, so we have a new song for you. This is U.S. Girls, Santa Stay Home. It's got some important messages for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll catch you in 2 weeks' time with something else.
Mm-hmm.
When landfills overflow around the globe, you sit up there in your red jetro. The charade has got to end. Mr. White Christmas, this is what I recommend.
Is a space plane flashback from March 11th.
2020, the day before the death of the old world. Enjoy.
And then the bone started connecting. The leg bone connected to the hip bone. You know what I'm saying? The toes connected to the feet connected to the ankle connected to the shin connected to the knee connected to the leg connected to the hip connected to the, you know what I'm saying? Even the dick came on there, the nuts, you know what I'm saying? The arm connected to the shoulder and shit. The shoulder connected to this part of the body and shit. The neck put itself on the shoulders and shit. Everything start connecting. Then the flesh came and then the blood came. He said, wow, what? Yeah, life and death is in the power of your tongue. He said, speak to those dry bones. And he started speaking to them. And then that whole plane of existence was resurrected. It was saved. It was revised. It was restored. Why? Because of the power of his words. In the Old Testament, it says, the power of words, that you can speak wells of fortune or snares of enslavement. Wells of fortune. Your words precede you. Your words precede you. On your journey, you're creating everything that you want on your journey. You're creating everything on your journey.
I know it! Don't you know it? Kill it, Osai Elohim!
Little boy.